Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
I love that music right there where it kind of pounds. It's like a war marching song. Hey everyone, welcome to the Prepping Academy. I am Forrest. We have Uncle Buck own as well, and this is our third show for 2023. We're excited. This is the first two shows went amazing. I'll just have to tell you, you are a natural at this, Uncle Buck. I got the best co-host I could find.
thanks, man. I appreciate it. yeah, it's been fun. It's definitely something that's it stretches you, pushes you in different mm-hmm. directions, and we'll refine it and we'll continue to get better. But it's like we talked about yesterday: if you don't walk through that first door, you don't know what's beyond it. So you just gotta get your mind right, go after it, and just keep forging ahead.
Absolutely. And so tonight, now I will tell people that you came up with some topics and we're actually sticking with your plan. I don't think I've had an input yet.
Oh, sorry, man.
No. I love it. And tonight is mindset, which is, mindset is like the baseline, even no matter what you own, the skills you have, the mindset is kind of the key component to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There was, so we talked at the previous show, right, on goal setting, and we talked about having the means and the method, right? So do you have the stuff in preparedness and do you know how to use it? And then the third M was mindset. I mean, are you dialed in right? And so I started looking up, just what does mindset mean in the dictionary? And mindset defined is the established set of attitudes held by someone. So in short, mindset is your attitude. It's your belief system. And that could be on yourself. It could be believe in your capabilities, what you're able to achieve. It all comes down to your attitude. I'll keep going on some of the books, but I'll pause there. That's kind of just to kick things off.
So the reason I love the mindset is because this is just not for the preparedness and the prepping and the stuff that we talk about. America in general, our mindset, I believe, don't kill me or anything, but man, we're going to like a victim, always being a victim mindset. And it drives me nuts that, poor me, the world's against me. And everyone has these bad mindsets of just being a victim. And in the old days, let's say 100 years ago, the mindset was, hey, I need to survive today. What do I need to do? And it was like, it was grit and hard work and, get things done. Today, it's completely changed and for the worse, I believe.
It 100% agree. 100% agree. And a lot of it comes down to psychology. There's a psychology in this aspect, right? Where you start. There's a great quote I once heard, and I wrote it down. It says, the mind controls the brain controls the body, and your body creates your outcomes, good or bad, right? So your mind, yeah, it's kind of that internal monologue that we all have inside of us that are telling us we can do it, we can't do it. And we got a lot of folks in this victim mindset that is, we can't do it because of the boogeyman is like, holding me back from, right. from achieving what I need to achieve. Right. And we all have it. The best athletes in the world have it. You and I have it. Like mm-hmm. we all have that internal monologue where you're trying to stack things up. And there's that narrative that just keeps playing in your head. So like when that goes on, it's taking a time out and just asking yourself that question. If the narrative that I'm telling myself, is that real or is it just nonsense? It's just some story I'm telling myself. So just asking yourself that open-ended question, what I'm thinking, because what you see a lot of these folks do, right? They start thinking this inner, I had this young guy that worked for me a long time ago when we had our business, and he'd just have emotional outbursts, man. Like, and it would just come out of the blue. You don't know where it came from, but he was telling himself some kind of story in his mind about what was going on without actually taking a time out and saying, is this factually what's occurring? And you see that now where folks having these crazy outbursts, they're going berserk, they're going nuts, and it's not even realistic to what's currently happening. They haven't even taken a time out to like ask themselves the question, is this real? Is this just the nonsense story that I'm telling myself in the head? And that translates into the results, right? Unfortunately, good or bad, it translates into your results.
Well, you know, I happened to look up mindset as well, but I didn't go to the dictionary. I went to a friend of mine's book, a guy named Jonathan Hollerman, and he wrote mindset like this. Mindset is the mental stability under pressure to handle situations with strength, intelligence, and making good tactical decisions. That's more of a military. I mean, it is. What's your mindset when things are happening? Do you automatically go to that? Okay, I need to be ready for something, or I need to be on top of this, or is it going, oh my goodness, you know, not this again. This always happens. So, being able to take the information that you're seeing, hearing, and adjusting to it to overcome, to better your position, to better to save lives or whatever that may be. I mean, that is something that is trainable, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And the military proves that.
100%. And the easy term on that is like you're like there's a situation that occurs and then you're disconnecting your emotion from that mm-hmm. decision, right? If you start feeling emotion, you start making bad errors, bad stuff happens. So pulling yourself back from that, assessing what's going on. I think and like operational risk management, we had to take all these ORM classes, and you talk about the OODA loop and all that fun jazz, where you're just trying to size up the situation and then make the next best step. Not necessarily, I got to know exactly how this thing ends, but if something crazy is going on, remove your emotions, remove yourself from that emotional state, assess what's going on, and then just proceed forward with that next step, next two steps, so on and so forth. But a lot of folks here, like you get into that fight or flight situation as well, where folks they can't figure it out, mostly because they didn't come in with the right mindset, right? That there's no even thought process on if X scenario occurred, like how would I respond? Have I already worked this out in my head? Like this is how things would go. Military trained you. Civilian side, you need to work that through in your head and probably take some other civilian type courses out there that you certainly can to put yourself under the gun and put yourself under pressure and see how you respond. Just to make sure that you're clear and you're in the right, I mean, mindset. It's kind of a, you know, it's a catchphrase or a catchword buzzword, but, right. but it's critical, right? I think I was telling you, you know, I started doing Krav Maga, and I'm awful at it, by the way, like completely awful at it. I'm getting better. I'm sore all the time, but I'm getting better at it. And I've been doing that now for past few months. I like it. I like the physicality of it. And the instructor is a guy from, he was going to go SEAL teams. He ended up like backpacking, fell off the side of a mountain, shattered both ankles. His career was over.
Right.
So he trains a lot of police. And one of the scenarios, you know, he talks about is the mindset, right? Like uh-huh. that incredible mindset. And he talked about a scenario with NYPD police officers, two police officers go in to serve a warrant. gunfire. They exchange shots with the person being served and the officers. One officer gets shot in the stomach. The officer in the that gets shots in the stomach tells the other officer, go chase this guy down. He goes on the run. He leaves. So the officer, it was a clean through and through shot. He could have literally walked himself to the car, drove to the hospital and got things done. He didn't do that. And he sat down and called in for help. Help didn't arrive enough. He bled out, died. So that mindset there, I think having that mindset where you could just, I got to go, like, I got to push forward. I got to keep going. This is a bad situation. Accept what's real. Accept that it's bad and then just go. Like, you got to keep pushing forward.
Hey, let's take a quick break.
Has your data been hacked? Do you feel uneasy about the vulnerability of your personal information online? Were you involved in the Target, LinkedIn, or Microsoft data leaks? Don't know? If not, then pay attention. Join Forrest Garvin from PrepperNet for a free webinar on privacy and security. Gain insights into safe internet browsing, VPNs, crafting online aliases, secure emails, detecting if your data has been hacked, and managing passwords. Secure your spot today for this webinar on privacy and security. It's free. This webinar delves into comprehensive strategies for bolstering your online privacy. We've got you covered, from fortifying your passwords to shielding your financial information and mastering state-of-the-art encryption techniques. We're offering two convenient dates to suit your schedule. Reserve your spot now at PrepperNet.com/privacy. Don't let cyber threats erode your peace of mind any longer. Take the first step toward a safer, more secure online experience by joining us for our free webinar. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to safeguarding your privacy. Sign up now at PrepperNet.com/privacy. We'll see you there.
Yeah, and we were talking before the show about, I mean, there's training classes that sometimes it is the technique, but a lot of time it's just the mindset in the classes. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to go to several of them this year. So mindset also is developed over time. So in the military, you had classes, but they also put you under stress. And we talked about that at the last show a little bit, is you learn your job so well that when stress or other obstacles come in, you've already kind of considered them and thought about them. And that's how the military trains you to adapt with new information. And you can, when you're adapting and the new information comes in, you can almost within your mind project an outcome that you won't, you have to see the outcome that you want from that. And that takes skills and time and pressure and knowledge.
Yep. It's time under tension, right? Like, you just got to take those reps. I remember going through just basic training, officer training command, and they would, for the first thing, like, no coffee. You can't have coffee, period. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not, you're done. We're taking your freedoms away. Like, freedoms are being removed from you. And you had to still get up, you know, the crack of dawn, and you needed to go do PT, and then you had to go do more PT, and then you had to go schoolhouse, and you just get smoked over and over and over. You're just tired. And then you'd have to come back and still perform some other task. You had to keep a good attitude, right? Your mindset needed to be good. You couldn't just be throwing a fit. But what it taught you is, like, I still needed to push through. I was tired. Like, we were all tired. Like, we got beat up all the time, and you're just tired, and you're like, there's one more thing you got to do now. There's one day that we got smoked really bad. And smoked, I mean, they put you through workouts routines. We're swimming, we're on the track, we're push-ups, we're doing all kinds of stuff. It's his officer stuff, so it can't be that bad, right?
Well, I was in the Air Force. Ours was like, okay, how much paperwork are they going to put in front of us? You know,
you got to shove it.
I can't read this in another paper, and you're out doing physical activity. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't. Grand scheme of things, it's not that bad, right? The Marine Corps, the Army, they got it like infinitely worse. Navy, not as much, but you still got to come in there and you still got to perform. And we just went all day, and we had got back to our bunks, and we all of our stuff was in the hallway. I mean, like our bed, our sheets, everything, right? And I'm like, we're thinking, who screwed up, right? Who didn't get their crease right on their bed? It didn't matter. The whole lesson was, it doesn't matter. You're still tired. And then bad stuff's going to happen. And guess what? You're still going to have to respond to that as well. Things are just going to come in. A lot of the exercises we used to do. So I was a logistical, supply officer. And so a lot of our planning sessions with, a variety of different scenarios that are, kind of playing out here in the real world now is, how do you refuel the ship? Like, if they're in theater and they're engaged in conflict and then they got to get out, like, where do you meet them? How do you get the fuel to them? Otherwise they're just a floating target, right? After a while, they shoot all their ammunitions, their, any of their Tomahawk missiles, whatever they're loaded up with, they shoot those out, hit their targets, then they just become a floating target again, right? So how do you get them out of the area, the AO, and then ultimately, like, how do you refit them and get them back in? But going through those scenarios, we'd always have like insertion. Somebody would come in and start screaming, insertion. Uh-huh. Here's a whole nother list of things that just occurred. And you're like, your plan that you had, you got to just wipe it clean. You got to start all over again. So it's constantly shifting, and having that right mindset, like, just, you take things as they come. I think that's a great thing in the military, where you can just keep an even keel. Anybody that had any military experience, it doesn't matter like how many things are firing at you. You're just kind of like, it's all good. Like, we'll roll with it. We'll get it done. We'll figure it out. Having that mindset just to keep forging on, even though things just don't work like you anticipate them working.
Well, I think that's also true for the business world, because a lot of people maybe they all of a sudden they have a new direct report, or they have a new boss and they're like, oh man, I've heard about this guy. And their mindset literally brings their attitude, their production level, and down. But successful people take that information and go, okay, despite him or despite this situation, I still have my path that I want to get down in a year. I want to be promoted. And that's all mindset of, are you going to sit here and complain and, sit by the water cooler and just, complain to others? Or are you going to have the mindset of, I know I have a new boss, and I've heard everything in the world bad about this person, but I still have my golden objective and I got to stick to my plan. And that's the difference between successful people and not successful people. Also victims and non-victims.
100%. You know what I mean? 100%. So there was a phrase we learned going through the boot camp, right? It was the 3 M's, and it was called the 3 M's. And this came from, I think, World War II. So like, gender wise, it's not exactly right, but it was the men, myself, or the mission, the men, myself, right? So take care of the things, those three things in that order. And the mission comes first always, right? So keeping your mind on the prize, eye on the prize, and that's your promotion. That's, I want to buy a new truck next year. I want to learn these preparedness skills. It could be anything, right? I want to have a better relationship with your spouse, whatever it happens to be. So mission first, take care of your people, the men and the women around you, right? Those folks, you take care of them, they're going to take care of you. You do the first two correctly, focus on the mission, take care of the folks around you, give them the tools they need to be successful, and stay out of their way. By default, you're going to get taken care of, right? So just focus on those two by default, like, time's your best equalizer. Things are going to work out for you just fine. Just focus on those first two.
Yeah, that's so true. That's true. I mean, I would say that's a biblical answer as well. I was just thinking in my quiet time this morning that, about going the extra mile for not only your friends, but also your frenemies. Mm-hmm. I mean, for everyone, just to almost kind of like to serve people. And that's kind of the mission, I think. And then you take care of others yourself. But so how can people within the preparedness world, how can they, what are some ways that at home. You know, we got, you know, Joe and Ann. They live in, you know, Egypt, South Carolina. How can they start? I mean, preparing for the mindset. They got some skills, but how can they start preparing for? Because I got some good ways. I want to hear yours though.
Yeah. I mean, like the Webster's Dictionary definition there, right? It was attitude, right? That attitude is everything. I think there's a book on that called Attitude is Everything, if I'm not mistaken. But I think it's just going in with that particular attitude. You're not going to have all the tools. You're not going to have all the resources. But with the internet, with what is out there right now to learn and acquire new skills, as long as you keep the right mindset, like I want to go out there and I want to accomplish radio. I want to learn about water filtration. Mm-hmm. There's a host, right? I mean, join PrepperNet, right? Join PrepperNet, get involved with the local communities there. Plenty of stuff here on YouTube as well, where you could probably plug in and get some information and just keep going and add to your knowledge and your skill set. But don't just start there, right? Like a lot of folks watch stuff and then they don't do. Like, watch it, absorb it, and then go field test it. Go out in the field and test your water filtration system, how to start fire, out your bushcraft kind of stuff. Test it out. You're going to suck at it. Like, it's all right. Like, have the right mindset too, that you're, it's all right. You're going to suck at everything before you get good at it. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, I agree. And so, you know, y'all don't have to go and buy my book whatsoever, but I wrote a book called The Preparedness Roadmap. And in there I break down some mindset things that you can do. And you got to go, some of the things that I ask you to do in like the first 2 months, you've got to have the mindset of looking to change your mindset. So one of the things I have is like, read 1 Second After by Wim Fortune.
Awesome book.
Because when you read that and you put yourself in some of the characters, is it made up? Yes, absolutely. It is in North Carolina. But you put yourself in that situation, you go, wow, I would have never thought of doing that, or I would have done something different. And then another thing I have is watch an old black and white movie. It's awesome. I think it's from the Twilight Zone. It's it's called Panic in the Year Zero. It's an old black and white movie. And you can see how people are reacting to a situation, and you can literally sit there and go, okay, what would I have done? What decision did they make? Would it have been better for them than the one that they made? And so these are questions that are easily asked, and you can, that's how you start getting into the right mindset, by bringing in different scenarios and just thinking through them. That way, when you're in that scenario, that's like CPR training. You sit there and you do CPR training and you practice it and you get certified. And then that's why they have refresher courses. So all of a sudden, when you see someone that needs CPR, you've already practiced it. You see a person laying on the ground. I mean, you're in that situation before, and hopefully you can perform, you know, and save someone's life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed, man. You mentioned a couple movies there. There was one series that I watched that I thought was, I thought it was just a great series. I think towards the end, it kind of got a little bit far-fetched, but initially it started out well, and it was called Jericho.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
It was a great series. So good, man. I mean, it was underrated, like so underrated. And you got to see folks rising and the conflict that occurred within the town, and you had rising factions and warring neighbors with the other town and the fight for resources. And it's like, well, wow, man, if that scenario ever broke out in your area, like how do you respond? Like, where does your head need to be in this, that type of scenario? Like, God willing, it never occurs. But if it does occur, like, how are you processing that information? And like, how are you controlling your emotions to continue to just forge on, for the next step that day, whatever it may be. But that's a phenomenal series. If you haven't watched it, I think they only made what, two seasons, three seasons, something like that. It wasn't long.
No, then they went to comic books. I don't know if you know that, but they ended the series up in comic books. They did. I am not kidding. But yes, Jericho was awesome. And so, you know, the statement, you could literally live by that. What would Bear Grylls do? Or you know what I mean? Okay, I need water. Okay, let me think about one of the shows I watch, you know, he's drinking. I wouldn't do the cow urine thing. Or maybe it was his own urine, and I wouldn't do that one. But so you can just having the knowledge and skills and seeing people in situations, it could help you make decisions because you've seen it done before and you see that it was successful, and that helps you. And then when you build on that, I'm talking, you watch Bear Grylls, you go to survival schools, you go and, you know, you get some handyman, you know, skills, and you build on your skills, that brings the most amazing thing when it comes to mindset, and it's confidence.
100% agree.
And confidence is the difference in yourself and your ability, is the confidence. I mean, is life and death. I mean, people that have no confidence in situations like, you know, they'll just whimper and just not even have a will to live. Mm-hmm. But if you have confidence in yourself, you project that, if you know, situational awareness, and it can literally save your life.
And the people around you too, right? Like, yes, you could be a beacon for just being in the right headspace, the right mindset, the right headspace, and projecting that confidence. People are gonna wanna, they're gonna want some of that, right? They're like, what is this guy doing? Why is he so calm? Like, what does he know that I don't? So yeah, incredibly important. I love that aspect on the confidence piece. There was so on some of the, you know, kind of the rough and tumble books, and I think I mentioned, you know, David Goggins' book Can't Hurt Me, right? That was one. The other
I've
one
read that,
it's a really good book, right? Yep. Really good book. But I think he talked about, you know, anytime anybody was giving him hard time or doing anything, he was just like, I'm just going to take this person's soul. Like, that's it. Like, that was his switch to, like, it doesn't matter what you do to me, I'm just going to overcome. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep coming at you. And it's evident by his results, right? Like, it's clearly evident. This guy's done some amazing feats. Mm-hmm. The other guy that, it's a gentleman by the name of James Lawrence. Have you heard of this guy?
Mm-mm. Not so right off the head, maybe.
But Iron Cowboy. He goes by the Iron Cowboy.
No, they call me Iron Cowboys. No, they don't. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
Phenomenal. He did, he wrote a book about it. It was called, and I think he did like a small biography. It's called Redefining Impossible. So what this guy did, he did 50 Ironmans in 50 states in 50 days.
I've heard of the guy. I didn't know that was his name. Yeah.
Crazy. You talk about like bulletproof mindset right there. That is because he is physically, mentally, spiritually just smoked.
Why is it you bring like the ultimate extreme person as the example? I can assure you, no one listening to our podcast is going to do that.
You need to start running an Ironman tomorrow. Everybody go right now. It's just the level. Like I say that not for the human body can take a lot, right? The human mind could endure a tremendous amount. And there's people that have done it, prisoners of war with, you know, James Stockholm, with James Lawrence, and James Lawrence with the 50 Ironmans. I think he ended up following up with 100 Ironmans in 100 days. So that type of capability and mindsets, you don't need to be doing that stuff, but that capability in the human body, it's there. Like, we have it. We all have that capability. You just got to tap into it.
Yeah. So I took a class, I remember in the Air Force, from my understanding, they stopped. It was called personal management, and it wasn't personnel, like people. It was like managing you and your body. Did you take one of them a class like that?
Probably. We had the general military trainings like every year.
And it would teach you how to, I mean, one of the things that I got out of that class was that your body, your mind is weaker than your body. Your mind tells your body, I am tired. But your body, if you could train your mind to tell your body, I'm not tired, then your body will act, you know, will respond. Mm-hmm. But we let our mind control our body, and it's mind over matter, whatever you want to call it. But we're just like, oh, I'm so tired, I can't do anything. And we're saying that out loud, and we're hearing that, we start to believe that. And then our body goes, oh yeah, I am really tired. Mm-hmm. And there's ways to get over that. And that's what that particular class, that was a one aspect of that class. And it was very helpful when we did 72-hour exercises. We would do a 72-hour exercise. The Air Force, that's a long time, 3 days. I know. You know, we had to go to our hotel room. No. But we would literally have to stay awake for 72 hours doing this exercise. And you might be able to get a cat nap here and there, but that class helped people and helped me and others kind of to slow down when you can. And then get going, and you're just not going to sleep for 72 hours. I mean, we ate good. I mean, we're in the Air Force. We always ate
good. You always eat good. Always eat good. It's the best places to go, the Air Force bases. Good chow. Good chow halls. So what is there like a visualization aspect of that? Like where you kind of, mm-hmm. before you even executed said mission, you just kind of like got into the mindset, like I'm accepting the reality of where I'm getting ready to go. I'm visualizing this is right. what's going to happen. And at the end of the 72 hours, when I'm dog tired, I'm planting mm-hmm. my flag and saying, we did it. We're good.
So one of the first things we would say to ourselves, it's only 72 hours. And that was one of the first things you start with going, it's only seven. And then most people go, are you kidding me? It's only, no, but you say that as a positive thing going, hey, this isn't 120 hours. This isn't, mm-hmm. 7 days. This is only, 3 days. It's only 3 days. This is not a problem. And then all of a sudden you start out with that positive mindset going, hey, this is not, and they also, you couldn't count the hours down either. They didn't want you to do that, but it was like, hey, it's only 72 hours. I can do this.
Yep. Yeah. I like that. So yeah, it's kind of your monologue that you're mm-hmm. telling yourself. Right. And like, if, especially when you got the whole team, just kind of like mm-hmm. shrugging it off, like whatever, like this is what we got to do. We're going to go do it. And we're going to get it done. Like mission comes first. Right. It kind of like it goes back to that, the mind controls the brain controls mm-hmm. the body, right. body controls your outcome, right. Controls your behaviors, controls your actions, and even the words that you say.
Yeah. In the Air Force, we, instead of going, it's only 72 hours, I would always go, in 84 hours, I'll be playing golf. And then it got me through it. So, but
yeah, there,
go ahead.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but movies, get in, reading some of the books, there's a lot of, books by Franklin Horton and Angry America, all these people that they you can get inside of a character, see what they're going through, what they're feeling, because they write so good, the emotions, and you can see that, like, their emotions, the stress, they're tired, and you see them make decisions, and sometimes they make absolutely terrible decisions. Mm-hmm. But you can learn from someone else's making terrible decisions. But as you think through that, it helps you and it can build a mindset. And
there's a guy that I followed for a while. His name's Tim Grover. Have you heard of this guy? So he was the strength and conditioning coach. His claim to fame was he was a strength and conditioning coach and the mental mindset coach for Michael Jordan. Mm, so, okay. Arguably the best, one of the best athletes of our time. Right. He also was strength and conditioning and mental toughness coach for, Dwayne Wade, who played for Miami Heat, Kobe Bryant. So he wrote a book, called Relentless, and he started dissecting the mentality of Michael Jordan, the mentality of Kobe Bryant, and how they would just approach the game and how, like, the stories that they would tell themselves. Right. It was kind of like those, almost, I don't know, like the affirmations kind of thing. Like they just kind of like programmed their mind. They said it over and over that they're the baddest person like ever to be stepping up foot mm-hmm. on the court. Again, I'm going like super extreme. You don't need to come in like you're Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, But that capability there, based on what they're telling themselves and how they're going to respond to certain situations, how they're going to train in preparedness, what classes they're going to go to, how they're going to wake up in the morning and get in better shape. They're telling themselves this in their mind. It's almost like the self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm going to say this is what's going to happen so many times that when I do it, it's just kind of, so what, right? It's only 72 hours. It's no big deal. Like, we got it. It's an easy day.
Yes. So one of my good friends, he wasn't really into preparedness. And we were talking one day and he literally said this. He goes, "Forrest, I'm going to just shut my doors, have a little food for my family, and we'll be fine." And I said, I'm not going to mention his name because I'm good at, just mention someone's name when I'm not supposed to. And I said, "Well, let me ask you a question. If your daughter's looking out the window and she sees a dead body in the street because a gang went up to a house to get some food or to get people, and your daughter, your 13-year-old daughter, sees someone dead or she sees that action in the street, how you gonna handle that?" And that bothered him. He's like, "I never even thought about that." He goes, "That would bother me. I mean," I said, "so you're not going to look out the window if the crap hits the fan? I mean, this stuff kind of happened when, looting went on, Hurricane Sandy and Katrina. Things were going down and people, were seeing things they've never seen before." Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you desensitize yourself to that, but if you read about that and you know in your mind that could happen, you could be getting a better place, prepare a little bit more, and when it does happen, maybe you've already thought through some things you could say or some comfort or how to handle that situation. I mean, a 13-year-old kid at some point in their life is going to see someone hurt, injured, mm-hmm. pass. How are they going to handle that? And you've got to go ahead and be in the mindset to be able to hit that whenever it happens.
Mm-hmm. There's you have a similar background, right? Because you kind of coming out of the corporate America environment. I deal with a lot of corporate folks as well, right? Mm-hmm. And my friends are a lot of working professionals. And up until recently, like I would say probably like the last year, like folks, they didn't think about it, right? I remember this was like, I think on the onset of COVID, right? And my mind's already starting to like, how's this going to play out? What's going to go on? Toilet papers first. What's going to be next? Water, bread, like what is going to occur here? And these are things that I'm thinking of. Everybody else is like, "Yeah, whatever. I'll just go down to my Kroger or my Harris Teeter and I'll just go buy what I need to buy." Right. So I'm at this, the kids were all having a party. A bunch of the dads were hanging around and chit chatting. They start talking about all the stuff that's going on. And, I'm just like I was just very dialed in. And one of the guys there, he just was like, "I don't understand these people like running to the store and buying all this stuff." He's like, "I'll just wait and I'll just run to the Harris Teeter and go pick it up." And like I had a just Freudian slip. I was just like, "Oh, you'll be dead first." I'm like, came out. Like, it was like the, when the guy walks into the bar that just shouldn't be in the bar and the record goes reet, and then everybody looks at him. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like what it was. Everybody just looked at me like, "What did you just say?" And I'm like, I probably shouldn't have said that. But I was like, that was just immediate reaction. I was like, "Man, dude, you're not going to be able to hang like at all. If the grocery store is shut down or that gets ransacked or you have a hurricane or you have a flood or you have power outages for extended periods of time, you're just not going to be able to handle that." I remember, I can't remember what it was. One of the PrepperNet meetings. One of the guys was talking about being in New Orleans, when the hurricane hit, and when they would line up, they were like, there would be two guys. Like, one guy was trying to stab another guy with a screwdriver over a gallon. It was like a gallon of milk or a gallon of water. I mean, that's like real deal stuff that was going on. And the other guys, I remember, I think it was the Korean shop, and they were on the roof with their their shotgun and rifle because folks were coming in and looting and rioting and just, I mean, stuff can spiral out of control pretty quickly with that. And there's opportunistic folks out there. I wish the world was full of rainbows and a bunch of nice people, but it's not. Like, it can be very brutal, and there's some folks that don't have your best interest in mind. So you got to be ready for that.
Yes. So I watched this one channel, and it sometimes it's mentally disturbing. I'll be honest with you. It's called Active Self-Protection. It's called ASP. Do you know what I'm talking about? And he'll watch a video of, you know, someone getting mugged or someone getting robbed.
Yeah, I have seen that. Like, I've seen some of those before.
Yep. Yeah, and he'll go through and he'll go, okay, let's talk through this situation again. You know, and he'll go, okay, the guy didn't have any, situational awareness here. And that's why he didn't see the two guys coming up to his side and all this kind of stuff. It's called Active Self-Protection. That's it. Mm-hmm. And it's a great channel, but you see real live events that were recorded, and it helped you so much to think through situations. So if you're ever in that situation, I'm hoping that experience and that knowledge that is in my head, I can react better and faster. That's part of my training. I'm a carrying conceal, and I'm not afraid to tell people, but I always carry and conceal, always, except, in the shower. Other than that, I've always got, my gun on me, and it's an AK-47. I put it right now. I'm kidding. I'm serious. But that just that video and watching the videos, and sometimes, like I said, it's disturbing, but it's very helpful with your mindset.
I have seen that, and it is disturbing because people get, they meet their maker, right? Like, it's some serious stuff.
Oh yeah, he calls it the ground, the asphalt challenge.
The asphalt challenge.
When people get shot and they literally pass away. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been that I watched, and it was usually cell phones, right? Like, folks are just in this non-situational awareness, right? This is another piece of mindset. Like, get off your damn cell phone when you're exiting your vehicle, when you're pumping gas. Like, there's so many times I see that. I'm like, somebody could just, you could be gone in an instant, and you're not even paying attention to what's around you. Knock on wood, hopefully that never happens. But, I've seen these videos where there was a guy standing. He was parked his car. This is at a gas station. And he has his back. So he's facing the car. So he has his back kind of exposed. Guy comes around. Another guy kind of is spotting. One guy comes around, grabs him, chokes him out from behind. He didn't even see it coming, right? Because he's just kind of off in la la land, flipping around, doing something on his phone. He gets choked out. The other guy comes in to grab his pocket, take his keys, and then they could carjack him right there, just with the choke out and grabbing his keys, and they drive away. So I'm like, well, you could have flipped your back to the to the car, right? Oh, so you're kind of looking and seeing nobody is going to come up behind you. I mean, unless they're jumping on the hood of the car, which you're going to hear them, but just keeping there and just seeing what's going on to the left and right, using your peripherals, right? It's little things like that that can make a big difference between life or death, or between, getting seriously injured, or just being in a situation you just don't want to be in.
And so with that, I do want to put an asterisk here. Am I saying don't trust anyone? I really am kind of saying that a little bit. I mean, I'll be honest. You need to be watching everyone, because you have your family, yourself. I mean, I don't put myself on a high level, but when it comes to my family, I'm important to my family. So that means I need to be important as to myself as well. I need to make sure I can get through the situation. But do I distrust everyone I see? Pretty much. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, I don't distrust them. I just watch them. I'm more aware. I want to make sure that whoever I'm with, we're all safe. I always sit facing the door. You can ask everyone to go out with. I'm like, nope. I'm sitting there. And they're like, why? And I'm like, you don't want to know. But my family, everyone mostly already knows. I just want to make sure that I'm in a position to help. And this isn't doom and gloom. I'm not giving up on the world. I am just setting myself in a position to be able to overcome any challenge that happens. And that's a mindset. That is mindset. Mm-hmm. And over the years, it's just habit now.
Yep.
It's not that I'm like, okay, I got to go make sure I sit facing the door. I mean, it's just habit. And that kind of thing can save your life, save your kid's life, your wife's life.
100%. Yeah. That mindset becomes your behavior, right? It becomes kind of who you are on a day-to-day basis. There's one aspect you mentioned in there that reminded me of the, you're getting on the plane and it always says the mask coming down. If we lose oxygen or we lose cabin pressure, like the mask comes down, you need to take care of yourself first before you help your neighbor. So getting in that right mindset, taking care of yourself physically, upskilling, learning more stuff, like take care of yourself first. Otherwise, you're just going to be, ultimately, you might be a liability to other people around you. And you don't want to be that guy or that gal. You don't want to be that person. So take care of yourself first and just dominate what you're doing, get better at it, and keep the right attitude and the right mindset.
So one other situation, and people, if you were in this situation with me, don't get mad at me for bringing this up. So we're in the parking lot of a restaurant, and it's probably 10:30 at night, and there are maybe eight of us out there. Just so happened, I carry and conceal, but just so happened, I was showing people my AR-15 as well. I got out of the car and I was showing people my AR-15. And all of a sudden, this car zoomed in the parking lot. And then I think they zoomed out or something. And everybody's like, well, that was kind of weird. And I'm like, uh-oh, it's getting ready to go down. Something's getting ready to go down. They zoom back in. They pull right in front of us and roll the window down. And I already kind of noticed in my mindset, I'm like, okay, something's going to go down. I'm going to step forward here. I have the AR-15, which I, as it's coming in the parking lot. And I had it in my hand. It just so happened I was just showing them the AR-15. And I walked towards the car as it's rolling its window down while everyone else, I'm not saying I'm a hero by any means, but I was like, okay, something's getting ready to go down. I'm the only one that's noticed this at this point. And it comes to find out it was someone we knew.
It was your grandma.
It wasn't my grandma. But I'm like, afterwards, I was a little bit, I didn't say anything to anyone, but I was like, did y'all not just see? Did that not bother you guys? And some people are going, well, now that you, that was kind of weird. And I'm like, but they weren't, they were kind of like 30 seconds delay of catching what I think I caught in real time. And so that is, again, that's not doom and gloom. That's not being pessimistic. That is just, that's just the way I live, I guess, is just trying to be prepared. And think of others and situations. So that was a little story. That's just a little story I thought I'd share. If you were in that situation, I wasn't mad at you. But, you weren't there that night, I don't think.
No, I don't remember that one. Nope.
Okay. Yes, the unnamed person in the green room right now was there. But anyway, Preppernet Patty.
Preppernet Patty.
Yeah,
she was present.
She was there, and so what are some things? Oh, so do you help with your wife and children, their mindset? Do you even mess with that or not really?
Yeah, there's so we just did Monday, yesterday, right? We did what's called the polar plunge, and it was cold, man. Like it was super cold. So it was me, my two kids, and we jumped into the pool and you have to swim across the other side. It doesn't help that we had 9-degree temperature like a week ago. So that pool was, There was contracting in my body in all the wrong places, if you get what I'm saying.
Too much information.
It was cold.
Yes.
It was cold. But like getting them, because they were a little bit scared, but I was getting them to like, you got to push through this fear, right? You got to just push through the fear to get in. It's going to be cold. But like we got in and then we talked about it afterwards, right? They had a fire there and hot chocolate and s'mores and all that stuff like that for the kids. So it was really, really cool. But man, it was cold. But then we talked about it afterwards and I'm like, well, what were you thinking about when you jumped in the water? And they're like, it was cold. I'm like, what else? I'm like, I want to get out. I'm like, you didn't worry about anything else. You just worried about what you needed to do next. So, I mean, for that's like a real time lesson that we just went through yesterday. And that, I mean, dude, that was cold. It was seriously cold, but I'm going to get him to Roger up and do it again next year.
Well, that sounds very cold.
Yeah, you come on by as well. It'll be fun.
I don't mind cold waters. I did find this on the internet. I can't give credit to whoever put it together, but I liked it and I added a couple, so I enhanced it. So survival mindset can be developed over time. And some of the things that you can do, so I got six things to maybe practice or develop. Help develop your mindset. One is practice situational awareness. Another one is take responsibility. So even if there's a robbery going on or something, you need to have the mindset, okay, I can do something here. What do I need to do first? Protect my family. You need to kind of, in a sense, take charge or take responsibility. The third one is believe in yourself. I mean, we've seen the movies like Mall Cop or, you know, these people that they just never have the confidence to do anything. But you need to go, okay, I have the skills. I have the training. If anyone in this room is going to get my family and myself the safety, it's going to be me. I have the training. Mm-hmm. So it's, situation awareness, take responsibility, believe in yourself, be decisive, meaning make decisions and quickly. And you do that with practice and knowledge. And be able to disseminate information in real time. Be adaptive, meaning, oh, I was going to go through the kitchen to get out of here. Oh, I can see they locked the door or whatever. You got to be able to adapt. And the last one is be resilient and just, you know, stay. I think one of the, I read that in situations, the people that or injured or compromised or they pass away or the people that do nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like the people that are active and try to do something, the percentages are much higher than it works out for them.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. And any of those high stress situations you always hear, like look for the calmest person in the room, mm-hmm. right? Just look for the person that's not going nuts, not going frantic because they got a plan. They know what they're going to be doing next. That was a good recap. I mean, really, really recap. And it's a lot about what we just talked about, right? Maintaining good SA, situational awareness, personal responsibility, which we are sorely lacking on in this country right now.
Yep.
Belief in yourself. I'd tie that up to like the confidence, what we talked about, right? Yep. Having the confidence to do stuff. And then that decisiveness, I like that as well. And the adaptive, right? In the military, you had adapt, adjust, overcome. Didn't matter what it was, right? Adapt, adjust, overcome to whatever scenario happens to you because you got to focus on the mission. What is your objective? You got to get this thing done, whatever that thing happens to be for you. That was like, that's like the best, like six bullet recap. We could have just done all this show in like 30 seconds.
Well, I found that and I'm like, that's really good. And so I'm like, I don't even know where I found it, but I've heard this before. I went to, is it North American Rescue when we went and did their, I don't even know what the course is. It's where you go and people are laying on the battlefield and smoke and they got noise grenades going off and you got to go and assess the person and see if they need a tourniquet. So we did that indoors a couple of times in Las Vegas. And your adrenaline's pumping and you can't hear anything. They got smoke and flashing lights and you have to do this. We did that over and over and over again. It was awesome training, but And the first time I had zero confidence. I'm like, what the heck? It was scaring me. And the second time, by the fifth time, boom, we knew exactly what to expect. Then they threw zombies in there and stuff. And when they threw the zombie, it didn't even bother me. I'm like, oh, get out of my way. I've got to go check on my person over here or whatever. And it's training. And if you're listening, you go, hey, these guys are nuts. They're training for war. I'm telling you, war's coming to the streets of America. This stuff that we're talking about, it happens every day in cities where people, mm-hmm. there's gunfights or people getting carjacked. And, you know, you're in a situation that is very kind of scary for you and your family. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicago's a prime example, right? I mean, I can't remember what crazy stat that just came out yesterday. I mean, they had, I don't know how many people shot the day one of the year. I'm like, what is going on in that city?
Yeah. So my company, Sunovan, was based right outside Chicago in a town called Elburn, which is near Aurora. And it's one of my executives went up there right when the riots were going on. Mm-hmm. He's driving down this side street. He thought this side street to go to this restaurant, great restaurant, by the way. It's called Just Kebabs. He was going to this restaurant, and he's driving down the street, guys on the side of the road had Pepsi bottles and started flinging them and hitting his windshield as he's driving through that neighborhood. I mean, so you just don't know when something's going to happen. So
yeah,
training can save your life. Mindset is key. And I will say this, that, just kind of a different turn here is that, you know, a lot of my confidence and my mindset comes from my knowledge of the Bible and my relationship with the Lord too, that helps tremendously. And so a lot of times when I'm thinking through this stuff, you know, you gotta always think of others and, mm-hmm. you know, having that relationship and knowing what, you know, biblically it says, you know, it helps you. And that also can help you through situations where it's, you know, there's stress or, just lingering effects of what you've seen or witnessed.
Agreed, man. You gotta take care of your fellow human, mm-hmm. your fellow mankind. 100% agree. And this is great. I think there's, maybe we do another one on like spiritual fitness, right? Kind of that spiritual mindset, spiritual fit. I don't know what we call it, but getting in grounded in getting centered in spirit. I think that's a whole another topic we could talk and unpack.
Yeah, and I'd like to bring on Scott. We'll just call him by Scott. I'd like to bring him on because he's really good at teaching mindset, you know, somewhere down the line as well.
100%.
If we can get him on, he's he teaches at PrepperNet some mindset stuff. He would be great to interview. I think so. Mindset is key. So we will hit mindset several times over the next year as well. So you got any closing?
No, I think let's pray us out and we'll break.
Okay. Sounds great. Let's bow our heads, everyone out there. Hey guys, we do appreciate you guys listening to us and know that we do pray for you. And we are here to try to help you guys. So, Lord, we just come to you right now, Lord, and we just lift up our audience. Lord, there's so many things in America that is just going nuts, Lord. And, you know, we don't need to be surprised because your word tells us in Matthew 24, things are going to kind of get worse for us in a fast way, Lord. I just pray that as people train, they can look towards that inner spirit, the relationship of just looking to you, Lord, and for their strength and to be encouraged, Lord. Lord, you know all the needs, Lord. I just pray and lift up anyone that's sick or they have needs, Lord. You know, Lord, I mention it, Lord, and you already know it, Lord. But we appreciate all that you've done for us. You are a loving, caring God. And Lord, we just, thank you for, time that we can share our knowledge and hope to help others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Dude, that was good stuff right there, wasn't it? I mean, that's like the best ever.
Real good.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.
See everyone. Thank you guys.
Thanks all.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.